Welcome to episode 23 of the Burning Bush Podcast, where we share the message of the Bible while enjoying a good cigar. Thanks for stopping in this week and taking a few minutes out of your schedule to listen to the podcast. Hope you enjoy it, and hope you'll take a few minutes out of every week to listen to the podcast and go a little deeper in the scriptures. So this week, I'm smoking a CAO MX2 Maduro. And this is a cigar I'd sort of forgotten about. I used to smoke them a lot back when I first started smoking cigars about 8 years ago. I used to smoke them quite regularly, and then they sort of fell off the radar. So it's nice to revisit and kind of like getting reacquainted with an old friend. So I'll go over ahead to the CAO website and read the description for the MX2. The CAO MX2 is a Maduro times two with a Connecticut broadleaf and a spicy Brazilian that add depth to this superb cigar. If you like Maduro wrappers, then you'll love CAO MX2, which has, well, two of them. A well-fermented Connecticut broadleaf and a spicy Brazilian, which is used as the binder. The rest of this cigar's sweet and zesty flavor comes from its superb blend of tobaccos harvested in Nicaragua, Honduras, the Dominican Republic, and Peru, making MX2 a smoke that's twice as nice. The wrapper, like I said, is Connecticut broadleaf. Binder is a Brazilian. Filler is Dominican, Honduran, Nicaraguan, and Peruvian. They are medium to full-bodied, and suggested drink pairings are rye or port. And the tasting notes are sweet, rich, and peppery. Comes in Bellicoso, which is a 7x56, Gordo, 6x60, Toro 6x54, which is what I'm smoking, and the Robusto, which is a 5x52. And I would recommend trying this out if you haven't tried them out. CAO has a lot of really good cigars, and if you're a Maduro smoker, I'm sure you'll enjoy the MX2. So let's get back into Mike Keiser's book, What Does God Want? This week's reading from chapter 6 is entitled Everlasting Identity. The revealing of the sons of God, the glory of the children of God, is a way of saying that we will someday be transformed and made like Jesus. As the Apostle John said, "Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is." 1 John 3:2. The same thought is expressed in other ways. For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, in order that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. Romans 8:29. But our citizenship is in heaven, and from it we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body to be like his glorious body, by the power that enables him even to subject all things to himself. Philippians 3:20 and 21. Our destiny is to become completed imagers of God in the manner of the ultimate image of God, Jesus. That's already in process. And we all, with unveiled face, beholding the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another. 2 Corinthians 3:18. The Bible finishes our story with resurrection and transformation. We are raised to everlasting life and given a glorified body akin to the one Jesus had after his resurrection. Paul refers to it as a celestial body, 1 Corinthians 15:35 through 58. My favorite passage about our final destiny and glorification is a little more obscure. It's a scene in the book of Hebrews where Jesus introduces us to God and God to us. Jesus stands before God and the congregation, the heavenly sons of God. He confesses boldly that he feels no shame in having us as siblings in the family, Hebrews 2:11, and then says to God and the supernatural members of the family, "I will tell of your name to my brothers and sisters. In the midst of the congregation, I will sing your praise. Behold, I and the children God has given me." Hebrews 2, verse 12. This is your ultimate destiny, becoming a permanent, legitimate member of God's family. In the end, you belong in God's family. It's what He's wanted from the very beginning. That is what the whole creation is yearning for. That's it for this week's section of chapter 6 of Mike Kaiser's book, What Does God Want?, entitled Everlasting Identity. Hope you enjoyed that, and I'll have links in the show notes, as I always do, for all of Mike Kaiser's books. The Awakening School of Theology that he runs. It's an online theology school. Or if you're in the Jacksonville, Florida area, you can actually attend in person, as well as a link to Steve Wiggins Groundworks Ministries, a link for daily Bible study. And I'd urge you to check that out as well. And like I said last podcast, I have started a merchandise shop for the Burning Bush podcast. So I'd appreciate if you'd check that out as well. And until next week, have a great day, have a great cigar, and God bless.